Well, good morning and welcome to the online service as we read the Old Testament reading this morning. And it is in Psalm 22. It's an interesting psalm, Psalm 22. It's almost like a prophecy about Jesus and hanging on the cross and all that. So you'll recognize some of the words as I read it from the New Living Translation. And then at the end, in chapter 22, verse 24, it gives us a good little indication about the suffering. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation, Psalm 22, verses 1 through 15. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why do you remain so distant? Why do you ignore my cries for help? Every day I call to you, my God, but you do not answer. Every night you hear my voice, but I find no relief. You are holy, the praises of Israel surround your throne. Our ancestors trusted in you, and you rescued them. You heard their cries for help and saved them. They put their trust in you and were never disappointed. But I am a worm and not a man. I am scorned and despised by all. Everyone who sees me mocks me. They sneer and shake their heads, saying, "Is this the one who relies on the Lord? Then let the Lord save him. If the Lord loves him so much, let the Lord rescue him." Yet you brought me safely from my mother's womb and led me to trust you when I was a nursing infant. I was thrust upon you at my birth, and you have been my God from the moment I was born. Do not stay so far from me, for trouble is near and no one else can help me. My enemies surround me like a herd of bulls. Fierce bulls of Bashan have hemmed me in. Like roaring lions attacking their prey, they come at me with open mouth. My life is poured out like water, and all of my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax melting within me. My strength is dried up like a sun-baked clay. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth, and you had laid me in the dust and left me for dead. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word in Psalm 22. Now, just for a moment, take a look at verse 24. It says this, "For he has not ignored the suffering of the needy. He has not turned and walked away. He has listened to their cries for help." You know, I think the worst kind of suffering is that which we experience when we're alone. When we suffer with another person who is sympathetic to our problem, the suffering is easier to bear. Amen? So throughout history, God has sympathized with the suffering people. He hears our cries. And how would your life and outlook be different if you became convinced that God never failed to respond to your pain? That's an interesting thought, isn't it? Because God does respond. Now, we don't understand a lot of times how he responds to prayer, but we know that he does, and he does hear our cry. That's when the psalmist in the first verse of Psalm 22 said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why do you remain so different? Why do you ignore my cries for help?" I'm sure all of us have felt that separation. But, you know, it's a blessing to know that God is there and that we have faith. And I love what he said over in the verse 10. "I was thrust upon you at my birth, and you have been my God from the moment I was born." Wow, that's really heartwarming. Amen. Well, the Old Testament reading today from Psalm 22. Hope and pray you're having a wonderful day.